House and Senate leaders have reached a compromise over whether the state should set up a self-funded health insurance plan for state employees. The House wanted such a plan, but the Senate balked. The compromise proposal sets up a separate committee to study the health insurance plan over the next 2 years. That committee will then come up with proposals to present to the Public Employees Retirement System Board. The PERS board will make the final decision. Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner.
It does not commit us to it, but it makes us study it hard and take a look at some proposals and some bids so we can take a real good look at how what we have today compares to a self-insurance in the real world. I really welcome this committee to study that. I think there's a lot of questions out there.
House Majority Leader Al Carlson said it's his hope the committee will take a very close look at self-insurance. He told reporters he thinks self-insurance will be a winner for the state.
But you never get there unless you make that first step and get that bid and have your RFP. And that health committee will design the RFP, what kind of options can go in it, whether it be health savings accounts, wellness initiatives, true single policies, true family policies, higher level of deductibles if you want them. All those things can be designed into a self-insurance plan. And they will, we'll give them a list from that committee made up of equal numbers of House and Senate.
Right.
And they'll give them a list of things to take out to bid and they'll bid it.
A dispute over PERS prevented the legislature from finishing its work in the allotted 80 days 2 years ago. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.